Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Luke Rodriguez, a Jesuit priest from Mumbai, India, working in Rome as coordinator of Christian life communities around the world. He was born and brought up in a traditional Catholic family in Bombay. He is the second of the three children, and incidentally, all the three are priests, and one is recently appointed bishop. Father Luke speaks about his life, faith experiences, and his mission. Our faithful witness of today, Jesuit Father Luke Rodriguez of Mumbai, India, shares with us his own faith experiences, his mission, and more. Father Luke, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you.
Yes, thank you, Joseph. I'm Father Luke Rodriguez. I'm a Jesuit priest from Mumbai in India. I've been born and brought up in Mumbai and all my studies and priestly training there. And right now I am working here in Rome at the General Curia of the Society of Jesus. I'm working for Christian Life Community, which is a lay association based on Ignatian spirituality.
Who or what inspired you to become a priest and a Jesuit?
Yes, in the final analysis, a vocation is a mystery. But yet we can try to find certain threads and certain strands which led towards following this calling. From the earliest times, my desire was always that of being an agent of harmony, someone who promotes reconciliation and harmony between God and people, amongst people, and between people and the world, creation, cosmos. So I always saw my calling as being that, an agent of harmony. And somehow, in some way, it was there within me that I could best live out this calling as a priest and as a Jesuit. And I think that is what drew me on in the ultimate analysis, that this was the way in which I could live out what God was calling me to do.
What is the role of your family in your vocation, since all three of you became priests?
Certainly, very much. In fact, if I look at then going beyond the calling into the actual human influences, I would say definitely it's the family and my parents who've played a very, very big role. My family is a bit unique in this sense that we are three boys and all three of us are priests. My elder brother and my younger brother are diocesan priests and I'm a Jesuit. Recently in conversation, someone was talking at table here and they were all joking and they asked me, okay, three of you are priests. So who is the holiest among you? And I said, definitely my parents. You see, there's no doubt about that. And that was, I would say, the primary influence in terms of learning about the faith, learning about trust in God, the goodness of God. It was not so much what we were taught, but what I picked up from seeing the life of my father, who died when I was rather young, and then much more in later years, my mother, who was the primary influence in my life.
Now, Mumbai being a cosmopolitan city, you encounter a lot of people of other faith. How did their faith affected you or yours affected them?
Yes, in a way, growing up in India, in Mumbai, it's automatic that we would live in the midst of people who belong to other religions. I suppose at that time, we don't really think of it. It's only now we'll be talking of interreligious dialogue and things like that. But really, in that situation, we live it out. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of Parsi families next door, the Zoroastrians. There were Hindus all around. One of my very good friends was a Muslim. And somehow we just integrated well into the lives of the other. At Christmas time, we would be going around as little boys with trays of sweets and offering it to all these other families, Hindus, Muslims, Parsis, etc. During their festivals, they would call us to participate, and somehow by the fact of being good neighbors to one another, we gave an inspiration to each other. And so we learned a lot without really making a distinction in our minds as to this person belongs to this faith or not. We grew up loving each other and we grew up helping when there were times of need. I think that was, again, faith in action, faith in practice, going beyond denominations. Yes, I know that we experienced the power of these persons living good lives. And that influenced and impressed me. And I know that in turn, our way of living did have some impact on others. Right now, the fact that we are priests, we remember these neighbors of ours who are not Christians saying, "Oh, we are so proud of you." Now, that's something fantastic. That they feel proud that their neighbors are Catholic priests. And they somehow share in our lives so deeply that they feel that this is something good, not only just for the Catholic faith, but for them who are neighbors and who have shared in our lives and in our family. That is really something beautiful.
In your ministry since then, how do you express this spirituality which you have inherited in a sense from your parents?
Well, it's a struggle naturally and yet a joy. A joy to be living out my Christian faith and the Christian faith that I learned, as I say, from my parents primarily and then go on to the different influences that I had from other priests and so on. If I may say one thing which I would like to do very much is to get people to be in touch with their God experience. To understand that God is good, that God cares for each one, not just in general terms, but personally. And that is my greatest desire, to live that out to the full and help others arrive at that. And I go back to my family influences and I see it there. If I may say, the one greatest influence in my life would have been my mother. I say my parents, but my dad died when I was rather young. And then mommy had to bring us up. And I saw there that faith in God and that lived out faith that God is good, God is generous, and we in turn have to be open and generous to others. I saw that in action in the life of my mother, and that in a way perhaps got translated in our family. Today I see it as, yes, what I have received, I must give. And what I received finally is that core of saying God is good, God cares for you. I received that all through my formation. Having nurtured that, I want to live that out to show that God is good in the way in which I live and help others to arrive at that.
Your current ministry, working for Christian Life Communities, how do you help them to practice this spirituality?
That's right. I'm working for the Christian Life Community, which is an association, a lay association worldwide, around 25,000 members all over the world in 62 different countries. And my work here as the delegate of Father General from the side of the Society of Jesus is to keep the Ignatian charism alive and vibrant in this organization. And therefore, I would interact with the members, helping them to understand more fully what is Ignatian spirituality as a pathway to God, following Jesus Christ more closely, according to the example of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. That is what I endeavor to do, to help people to understand this pathway better and to live it out. The Ignatian charism of encountering God in all things is something that lay people find very enchanting and very relevant for them in their daily lives.
Tell us Ignatian charism in a nutshell.
Yes. So Ignatian spirituality is a pathway to God within the Catholic Church. The core of it lies in the spiritual exercises. And while I can talk about it, finally, it is best appropriated, best gained by actually doing the spiritual exercises. But if I am to speak about it, yes, it is this knowing that God can be encountered in all things and receiving the tools, the spiritual tools and practices which help us do it, like the examine, the rules of discernment, etc., help us to understand where God is present in my daily life. When we talk of Ignatian spirituality, this would be the first thing that comes to mind, encountering God in all things and thereby becoming a contemplative in action. Being able to be aware of and foster my union with God in all sorts of activities. Another thing which I may say is that of the majus, what we talk of, the excellence, the greater glory of God. Everything that I do must be done well, must be done with excellence, because it is done for God. And so Ignatius would always talk of that AMDG, ad maiorem Dei gloriam. Do everything with excellence, because we're doing it for the greater glory of God. Perhaps if I may add one more point, it is that of discernment. Discernment meaning learning how to make the choice which is more in accordance with God's will. We cannot, of course, with 100% clarity say we know what God's will is. But there are certain ways in which we can realize, yes, we are tuned more towards God's will. And by following the process of discernment, we can strive to be more sincere in finding out what is God's will and then following it.
Thank you, Father Luke. That was Father Luke Rodriguez, a Jesuit priest from Mumbai, India, sharing with us his faith experiences and his mission. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Jesuit Father Luke Rodriguez from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.